Avchatzke Leventag Zechayna Levracha, Mir and the Panovich and Maskiach, once spoke about the Inyan of Bein Azmanim, and he said, Bein Azmanim is a shvera shvera machla. Aye, if it's such a terrible sickness, Avosh Tarpmanisht. So he said, I'm also the shvera machla, was mishtarpnisht. And noch erger. Mamutzich. A person suffers and suffers and mishtarpnisht. Baruch Hashem, here in Ashrak, we don't have this shvera machla, he's been Azmanim, Baruch Hashem, Ayosit, Izman Aliyah. But I want to talk about tonight, Bez Hashem, a different Inyan, a different shvera machla, which Chazal say in so many places, Taka, Memuchizich, and Memuchizich. I want to tell you a Gemara, Rabbi Say. Listen to a Gemara, a Mavaldiki Gemara. And I think the Gemara is talking to us. The Gemara happens over and over again. And I think this is the message that I want to tell you tonight. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kufbeis speaks about the godless of Yeravim ben Avot. Chazal say, Kol Tamidacham Daimu Lefanov Ke'esev Asad. He was a Mayim Dikat Tzadik. But why do we know he did his Chet, he did the Avera? And then we find an unbelievable thing. He was given an unusual choice. He was given a Mardika Bracha. The Gemara says, Tafsei HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Yeravim Ben Avot. The Eibishter grabbed Yeravim. V'amalai Chazar Bach. Do tshuva Yeravim. Think about those words, Rabbi Say. Oh, but wait. V'ani v'ata uven Yishai Nitayel v'gan Eden. Think about this offer that the Eibishter gave Kaviyachol to Yeravim. Look at the kirvas of Akim that he was zeicha to. Look at the Yamin Nikarev. Tafsei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter grabbed him. But there's more to it. V'ani v'ata, me and you, Kaviyachol, who could understand it, but ani v'ata, such a kirva, such an opportunity. Nitayel v'gan Eden, we go in Gan Eden. Atiel in Gan Eden. I have no asoga what that means, the title of the Gan Eden, the schar of it. But you look in the Rechayim HaKadosh in Paras, the Chukaisai, he has many pshat into the Pasik, the Chukaisai Telechu. So in Oifen Yotes, he speaks about this Gemara and he says, Tiyo Zeh, had he adargish Ashua she'ein l'mayle menu. This is the greatest form of oinig, of Shashua, of pleasure. And here, the Eibishter tells Yeravim, Ani va'ata will be Netayel b'Gan Eden. This never happened in history, such an unbelievable offer that a person was given to. So what do you think? Avada, he grabbed it, he chapped it to Shtei Yadayim, right? But look what happened. Look what Yeravim ben Avot said. Zok the Gemara, he asked the Eibishter Kaviyachol one question. After being given this Char Noira, this Gan Eden of their world, he asked the Eibishter, Mi Bereish? Who goes first? He said, me, and you, and then Yishai, who's first? So the Eibishter answered Kaviyachol, the very obvious, logical answer, Ben Yishai. After all, Ben Yishai didn't do a Chet, Kalayim Adavit Chotein Al-Ataya, Yeravim Fart did a Chet. So David goes first. Do you know what he answered? You know what Yeravim ben Avot answered after giving this opportunity, this kirbas alikim of aniva ata nitayel v'gan Eden in the shasua ein lemaile menu? He said, forget it. Ihachi loy be'ina. I don't need it. If someone goes before me, I don't need it. He's given this char nifla, this oinik she'en l'mayla haymenu, and he throws it away. He doichet b'shtei yadayim. How could it be? How is it possible? You know what the answer Rabbi Say is? It's one word. It's that shvera machla was heis kina. David goes before me. He was mekana David, that David should be the rishain. My Beina, I don't want it. And we hear the Gemara, and it's like, Oy la la das. How could a person be so silly? How could a person be so narish, so reckless, throwing away such an opportunity? But that's the answer, Rabbi say. That's the Shver Machla Vachais Kina. If someone has more than me, Loi Beina. The Rosh in the Archas Chaim, and Simon Kufiud Gimel, it's a beautiful lashon. Al Tidan Belevavcha Kina. Don't get involved with Kina. Don't start with Kina. Shazuhi Chaylira She'ela Rafula. Believe me, the Rosh doesn't need heads, but it doesn't need pshat. Anybody with a little seichel, anybody with a little nisayin hachayim, with a little chokhmas hachayim, sees how pashit this is. That kin is the chayli rashi ein l'refua. It's k'shvera machlubas, mutzitzich and mutzitzich and mutzitzich. But you know what's worse? You know what's even more heartbreaking? We look at Yeravim ben Nevat and we think, Shaitis Eba'olam, how narish, how foolish could a person be? He has Kol Tov, he has Gan Eden, Nitayil de Gan Eden, and he throws it away because someone has more than him. So if you're second with the Yevish to Marash, but they're both, they be Meichelmi. Don't we sometimes think the same way? We, I mean, Anoshim Ke'erki. Don't we sometimes make that terrible mistake? A person is zeicha to be in the Gan Eden Vaseisa Yeshiva, to learn the Eibishter's Heilige Torah, to be mitayel in the Gan Eden of Shas and Rishonim and Achronim. But how often a person is not happy? How often is sebrachim? And you wonder, how could it be? How could a person not be happy when he's metayil in the Gan Eden of Bechukaisai Teilechu? You know what's going on in his mind? You know what he's thinking about? You know what's robbing him of Simcha Sachayim? Two words. Mi Bereish. He's better than me. He has a better kishrin. He's closer to the Rebbe. He has a better zikaron. He has a better family. And no matter how good a person is, no matter how gevinst the person could be, but you know what's eating him up alive? Pshutik him ashamay. Mi Bereish. There's somebody better than him. And let me tell you something, Rabbi said. This chayli, this machlera, gets worse and worse and worse. When in yeshiva, so it's the kinna of someone else, of the better bach, the better bal kishrin, and then you get married, and Rachman al Islan, you start thinking, he has a better shidduch, he has better children, he has a better job, he has better panasa, he has a nicer home, he has better grandchildren. And the more a person steigs, the more a person grows, this chayli of kinna, like a cancer, Rachman al Islan, grows in the person. And this is one chayli that never leaves a person unless he's mason lave to get rid of it. No matter how good a person is, if someone has a nicer home, someone has a better home. I spoke once to Baba Bus, a boy said he's an ocean nifla, probably one of the biggest ashim in New York. And we're talking and he says, you know what eats me up? I have competition. And I want to knock him out. I heard that, I understood what the rush, how meduyik the rush is lushin is. A person could be an ocean nifla. But you know what he's thinking? You know what's going on that's ripping away any bit of Simcha Sachayim? Mi Bereish. And I ask you, Rabbi Say, isn't there someone that's always Bereish? Or someone we think has had better than us? Isn't this a Chayli Rasha in the Refuah? Isn't this a Machla Vosma Mutchizich and Mutchizich and Mutchizich? And what does Kina do to a person? What does kina do to a person's life? It's a mishnah novus. Hakina is one of the things that maitziyin es ha'odom min ha'olam. And let me tell you very clearly, this needs no hezba. Again, open your eyes, open your mayach, look around, and you see a world that's consumed with kina. and it's Moitzi Yesodim in Ha'olam. And besides, of course, the Averis Avoy, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Hilchos Zayin, speaks about Averis, that people don't do Tshuva, they don't realize an Avera, but it really is an Avera, it really needs Tshuva, and one of them, he says, is the Yisra of Kina. And besides the Averis that Kina brings, and that's certainly shot in the Mishnah, Moitzi Sadim in Ha'olam, but I think there's a more Pashutik shot. It's Moitzi Sadim in Ha'olam Hazeh. Besides Olam Haba, besides the Aveira that it brings, but Kina is Moitzi Sadim in Ha'olam Hazeh. It's a Chayli that stays with a person, that grows with a person when he's child, when he's young. He's Makan, his brother's ice cream, his friend's toys. And when you get older, it's Shaduchim. It's family, it's panasa, it's a home. Moitzi Yesodim in Ha'olam. And Rabbi Yatran Taichi, that famous shot in the Mishnah, in the Shviva Yor, in the back, Simon Samach Zayin, that it goes with a person, against 11. It's Moitzi Yesodim in Ha'olam, until he holds Mamish, till he is by the Kfura. But there's another Kavan in the Mishnah, Rabbi Say. There's another reason why this is a Chayli Rasha Ein L'Rafua. Because this doesn't know any Gevul. Like if Zoslanta used to teach, Moitzi Es Ha'odam, the Mishnah says Ha'odam with a Hei Yediya. Even the Adam Godly, even the grace of Mensch, Kin is Moitzi Min Ha'olam. And do we need Rayas to this? You learn Chumash, you learn Tanakh. You see story after story of people that the Adayim threw away their leaven, ruined their lives, were Moitzi Asatim in Ha'olam because of Kina. Kayin was a Navi, he spoke to the Eibishter, and look what the Kina brought him. He killed his own brother. Koyach, Chazal say, Pikeach Haya. Koyach was a tzaddik before Kina. But look at his soif, Kina. The Orcha Tzaddikim, when he speaks about Kina, makes a whole list, a whole circle in Tanakh of Gedolim V'Toivim, whose lives were ruined because of this Kina. Kina is Moitzi Es Ha'odam, the Odam HaChoshiv, the Odam the Pikeach. And I would add, it's Moitzi Es Ha'odam, like the Mishnah says, Min Ha'olam. The Olam with the Hei Yediyah, the Olam HaTorah, the Olam HaYeshiva. It takes a person and makes him so unhappy because there's someone that's mi barayish. Because the Rav was given ha'olam, he was given a tile with the Eibishter in Gan Eden. But when he saw someone was barayish, he couldn't be soivel it. And this is all nichol what the Rosh says. Kin is a chayvi rasha ein l'rafua. And the older you get, the more experience you have in Chochmas Achayim. You'll see the Klarkite, the Pashtus, the Lamaisa of this Yesoid. And this is what Kina has done to people, has done to the Adam Achoshev. And what does Kina make a person do? Again, there's a lot to say. I'll just give you one dogma. The Yishalmi Sanhedrin Perigur HaVachabez describes the unusual gedula, the chesivus of Doyega HaDoimi, his gedula in Torah. He was an Adam Godel Ma'oid. And then you learn Tanakh, you see the story in Shmuel Aleph, Peretz Chavez, the Maisa of Noivir HaKahanim. And the kit of the Maisa was, we find that Doyeg said Lashon Hara about the Kahanim. He was Moiti Shemra, he said Sheker. And Saul heard about this, and Saul felt that they were murdered, the Malchus. And Saul said, let's kill the Noiv Erekahanim. 85 Kedoshi Elion, 85 Tzadikei Olam. And the Pasuk says, he told the Zavadim, kill the Kehanim. But you know what happened, Rabbi Say? They couldn't. How do you kill a Tzadik in a Kaddish? So the Pasuk says, this Doya, this Tzadik, Vayifka hu bekehanim, Vayamis, Vayayimahu, Shmoyne v'chameshayish. This Doya, this Adam Gadol, this Anak Shebanokim, he killed 85 Kedoshi Yelyon. But what's happening? Lashon Hara, Moiti Shemra, Sheker, and he becomes a retzeach biyadayim. Hayitachen? How could a person have such a mapecha? So Chazal, the Gemara in Sotah, says it was Kina. He was Mekana and David. And this is what Kina does to a person. And this is what Shari is. Hakina is Moitzi Et Ha'adam, the Adam HaGadol, Min Ha'olam. Isn't it a Choyli Rasha in the Rafua? But let me tell you something else. I know what you're thinking. Yeah, but this is an isolated incident. We don't have this Kina. We don't come Chalil to the Tzicha. But I'm going to tell you a Moedig Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva and Ois Kuf Samach describes what he calls a Soine Hashem. Chmon al-Son, a Soine Hashem, someone who hates the Eibishter. And he says, Nit lefamim gamba anoshim shein oisin ha-mitzvot. A Soine Hashem could be an emissar el-chayid v'nizhar mikol aveira b'maise v'loshin ha-levaya v'ungizok. Abizot ha-hilgay ben Yoina, he could sometimes be a Soine Hashem. Why? Im nifshat Inafshem ra, uvikerav libam yikshelahem. He feels bad. Tashechavreim oiskim b'toira, v'yera beineyam b'yoyfnei adam oydenes Hashem. V'yireim alifanav. If it bothers him that someone else is steiging, someone else is growing, someone else is being oyven Hashem, zati beinyayne. That's a sign of Hashem. So Rav Chatzkel and Shmuz in the Sichatelu, that Koshi Atshuva. This is about Kina. And you think about it, it's so precious. Someone, especially if it's B'nai Yeshiva, B'nai Torah, someone else is better, he's a bigger Balmidas, he's a bigger Lamban, a bigger Masmid. So what's going on in his mind? What's that person, quote, that innocent Baal Kina, what's he doing? You know what he's thinking? I wish he wouldn't be such a good, he'd be such a big Masmid, and such a big Lamban. I hope he doesn't give the best Chabur. I hope he doesn't give a good share, because I feel bad. So Rav Chatzkel said, Kina brings a person to be a Soine Hashem. It's a Pashta Ha'ara, no? And this is the Moitzi Es Ha'adam Min Ha'olam. Isn't it a Choyli Rasha Ein L'Rafua? Isn't this something that brings a person to the Ansa Averis? Are you thinking, we know the Gemara Bava Basra Chavez says that Kinnah Tagutazach by B'nai Yeshiva, Kinnah Soif from Tar B'Chochma. So the Emes Bekash is a Toyah. First of all, you should know the Tazbit, one of the Rishonim in his Pirish on Ovis and Magen Ovis, says it's only the Evid. The Indian of Kinnah Soif, if you have no other Eitzah, you're allowed to have Kinnah Soif. But there's a more Poshva Teret, a more Lamaita Dika Teret. L'Nyaneinu has a lot of Hezba. I saw the Alta in the Chochma Musa, Chelik Beis, Maimer Reish Aleph. He says there are two types of kinnas. The kinna, why am I not a masmid? Why am I not a Baal Midas? That's a bracha. Because that's Mar B'Chochma. Yenu will steig, I'll steig. That kinna, Chazal held, is a Moritik bracha. But then there's a kinna that's a different Chazal. Then there's a kinna that's mighty as ha'adam min ha'olam. And that's when you look at Yenem, ugh, I can't take it that he's so good, that he's such a lamdan, he's such a masman, he's such a valkishan. And that's the kinna that the Mishnah says, mighty as ha'adam min ha'olam. And it has a lot of havana. Because that's really what the Rabbeinu Yoina says is a soinei Hashem. And there can't be a worse avera than that. And this is all, again, a partial picture of what kinnah is, of the choyli ra of kinnah, what kinnah did to someone, what kinnah does to someone, what kinnah could do to someone. But you know what the biggest pella is? You know what the biggest krankheit, psute kimashmoy, about this choyli ra from kinnah? This kinna that's moitzi as ha'adam min ha'olam, which is a choyli ra, which destroys a person. Rav Chatzkel and Shmuz once said, kinna is mahareses es chaya ha'adam oi loi v'oi l'nafshoi azoi genoi ogetayt. It ruins his ruchnias, it ruins his gashmias. So Rabbi, think about it. after all is said and done, all the hezek she'ein kamayu, that we all understand about kina, what does a person have from kina? B'shloim etayva, it's also gefarlich, it's also moitzi esodim in oilam. But chatz, he has his ice cream, he has gishmak eshlov, he has his taiva. But what does the Baal Kina have? The person that mekana yenim. So what does he have that brings him to this terrible soif? I'll tell you what he has. The Mesil Shisharim B'Rayv Chachmosai was Erev Pashtan and Amensh in Perik Yir Aleph. He tells us Genoi exactly what a Baal Kina has. He says, Yesh mi shasichlusay rabba kol. First he talks about kinna. He says, Gam hi ein al chasaran yediya fesichlus. It's narishkeit. Ki ein ha mekani marviach klum laatmoy. He doesn't gain. The gam loy mafsid lemisha hu miskani boy. And the person that he's mekana, blayt the zelba tam chochem, blayt the zelba oisha. The ein ay ala mafsid liatmoy. So what does the Baal Kinna have? Yena blayt yenim, and he blayt the kinna, and he has nothing. And then he goes weiter. Listen to the way he teaches up Genoi what the kinna is. Misha sechlusa yaba kol kaf. Achim yira lechaveri eza toiva. When he sees someone has something better than him. Yitz ashes ba'atma. He starts ratting in himself. The yidog v'yitztara. And he gets so upset. And he's so obsessed by his kinna. Acha filu ha'toiva she'b'yodoi. Lo yahanuhu. He's so upset, he's so full of kinna, to brand in him the kinna, that whatever he has nothing, because of one machshava, mi b'reish. V'hu masha oma alav achochem, dechochem mikolodem emishlei, u'rekav at samois kinna. Kinna does one thing, it makes a person rat. Rekav at samois kinna. Does this lead a hezba? Does this need a raya? What does a person have when he's mekana yenim? Besides aggravation, agbas nefesh, simchas achayim, he's moitzi es ha'odo min ha'oilam. And what does he have from it? I ask you, isn't it a chaydi rasha ema refuah? So why does a person have kinna? Because you don't, a person doesn't think. Until Sharmu Bavarn did the sichlus, a person loses seichel. I once heard a geshmaka Ryan, someone told me, he's talking about midah, he said, you know, I'm sick of being sick. He had midah Yisrael, and his mom has ruined his life of devil. When someone is misbainan for a second, for a minute, about all the ra, and all the agmas nefesh, and all the tzaris that he causes himself when he has kinna, he will undoubtedly come to the same maskana. I'm sick of being sick. What's habich? What do I gain? The kav atzama is kinna. So what's the yetzer? What's the yetzer to someone who's sick of being sick? The emes is there are yetzers. The altin, the yichochma musa, chelik beis, and maimer yishalef. Give the neitzah, do chesed, do tovus, go look for the other person's benefit. Try to make him a better person. I subrend in the akina, but that's good for the refuah. When you try to give yenim, if you made to yenim, that's the refuah to kinah and the sinah. That's the samachayim, that's the antiseptic that really removes the kinah. Rebbe Zayin Gezunden, the Sefer Torah LeMelech, Ma'im about tikkun the sin of a tina b'leiv. He had this same mahalach. Ayin sham v'timsa. The moedika eitz a toiv at the kina at the sinna. Adam nifal kefi pulaisav, and it's going to work. There's a different eitz of emes. We look in there. We at the end. Olakai nitzar. We daven three times a day that we shouldn't have kina. The makar of this is the gemara and brachas that we all know. But I'd like to just add in a kuda. If you look in the Gemara, there's many, many tefillos that the Amoraim were masakin. Why punk this tefillah became part of our Shemayin Esra? Libi Oymali, because Chazal realized that this, of all the tefillos, is the most important. Because this is the Chayli Ra, that's Moitzi Es Ha'adam Min Ha'olam, that takes a person, Kol Yimei Chayav, we say it anyhow, have a sickle hergish that we shouldn't feel kinna. And these are all aces that with time the aces help. But I want to tell you an ace of Kloli. It's the Yesoid Hashkofa, actually it's the Yesoid Hachayim. It's the Yesoid Ben Adam HaChaveri Bechlau. But the fact, when you're dealing with this Choyli Ra of Kina, I want to share with you some very special moments that I was zeichet to have in my life. It taught me a Mordiki Yesoid. I was zeichet, I had the schus to know a Yira Tzadik, famous one of the Tzadikim of Aldar, and Mat Cheshwab Zeichet Tzadik Zivracha. Zalig once told me, Al-Zbach, he was already a Tzadik. He was a Muyim Dik Tzadik, an Emes Oiver Hashem. He was cool Hashem. His biggest simcha was his learning and his davening. And like he got sick, and he deteriorated. Mamas, you could see the person was getting worse from day to day. I heard that he was just a fraction of himself. He was Nebuch Mamas Meduke B'Yisurim. He was homebound. And I'll tell you the emes, I have to be honest, I was afraid to visit him. Person whose whole simcha chayim was avodas Hashem, his learning and his davening. And kifi, what I heard, he couldn't go to shul kamat, he couldn't learn. But then I realized, I have to go. So I went, I knocked on his door, and my first reaction was, as bad as I expected him to look, he looked worse. Mama, she looked, I'm telling you, like a skeleton. He's a half of his original self. I didn't know what to say. Mama, she didn't know what to say. Here's a person, Meduki the Yisurim. I guess he was my argistis. I guess he felt that I was uneasy. So he looks at me with his legendary smile and his warm tight, and he tells me, those listen, remember his words, Demian Kippa habich nishkefa. In Tran, says Kemat ich geinish tsu in Tran. Ich bin nicht in Yeshiva. Ich bin krank. Ich kann nicht davenen wie es darf zu sein. Ich bin krank. And maybe a whole list of things that he can't do while ich bin krank. And then his face shone, mamish kishemish b'tzarayim, and he says, "Ab ich bin zeyer b'simcha. Ich bin zeyer b'simcha." And he lit up. Said, Chayim b'Ritzonai, by Lechleb b'Ratzon Hashem, Undos is Ratzon Hashem. And again he said it, Chayim b'Ritzonai, Chayim b'Ritzonai. I'll never forget the way he said those words, Chayim b'Ritzonai, Yechleb, ich bin zeyer b'simcha, but Chayim b'Ritzonai. Later, this is the last time I saw him, and I really felt this is a kavod that he had given me, probably to give others, Chayim b'Ritzonai. Rabbi said, there's a lot to learn from this simple quote, simple story. There's a lot that we have to take with us in our Orach HaChayim. Obviously, the union of Kabbalah Yisurim, the union of Bitochen of Ashrei Adam Beteyach Bach, Ich bin krank, Ob ich bin zeyer b'simcha. But the Ikka that I felt, the Nekuda, Chayim b'Ritzonai. We don't live in a Hefkevelt. Everything that happens to us, Bein L'Toiv and Bein L'Mutav Chas V'Shalom, is all Ratzon Hashem. Does anything happen to us that's not Ratzon Hashem? And if it's Ratzon Hashem, Rabbi Yisai, shouldn't we be B'Simcha? Ayichem Nishkefas, Ichem Nishkelen, Ichem Nishdavirin. Oh, if that's Ratzon Hashem, if that's the absolute Toiv, whether we understand it or not, but we don't even have Kizot. And isn't this one of the El Yugim Olikim, Shehu Levad Eosa, Voice of Yasa Lechol Amaisin, Uboyer Yumanig Lechol Abriyim, when someone is sick, when someone is gesund, it's all Ratzin Hashem, it's all Chayim B'Ritzonai. And if that's Ratzin Hashem, if that's the Ratzin of Avinu Avarachamon, shouldn't it be B'Simcha? You know, we say it, Kol Ma Da Ovid Achamon L'Tav Ovid. What is the word Achmana mean? You have in the Gemara, Omer Achmana. So what is the Veltaich? Zok the Torah. But it's a Torah. Rachmana means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Kol ma da'ovid Rachmana means whatever the Eibishter does. Why is the Eibishter Rachmana? Because the Eibishter is Rachmana. Because the Eibishter is Avinu Avarachim, Hamarachim, Rachim. The Eibishter is Ava Rabba Visera. And if that's Chayim Brit Sinai, if everything is Ratzon Hashem, and if that's Ratzon Hashem, if that's the Ratzon of Avinu Avarachimon, couldn't it be the Simcha? You know, we say it, Kol ma da'ovid Rachmon l'tav ovid. What does the word Rachmona mean? You have in the Gemara, Omer Rachmona. So what is the Veltais? Zok the Torah. But it's a Torah. Rachmona means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Kol ma da'ovid Rachmona means whatever the Eibishter does. Why is the Eibishter Rachmona? Because the Eibishter is Rachmona. Because the Eibishter is Avinu Avarachim, Hamarachim, Rachim. The Eibishter is Ava Rabba Disera. And if that's Chayim Brit Sinai, if everything is Ratzon Hashem, shouldn't we be happy? Whether we understand it or not, but if that's Ratzon Hashem. There's a Medrash, whenever I see it, I'm very stark in Israel. The Medrash in Eicha, Parasha Aleph, Peret Nun, a very touching Medrash. The Medrash teaches the Pasuk Al Eila Ani Vaychia. So the Medrash tells the following story. It's an Arichas, it's Kedai Taka to learn it for Fatan Tisha B'Av, but like Yanena the Tamsis, I'll tell you. The Medrash says the Mice of Miriam, Veshiva Baneha, they were captured by the Kesa during the time of the Churban. And the Kesa told the first, the oldest child, bow down to Avodah Zarah. And the child refused, and he was killed in Nisan Lashana. The second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth. And then the Kesa came to the youngest child, the last child. And if you look in the Lashon HaMedrash, it's Nukach, he was mamish, a young child, came out a baby. And the Kesa says, bow down. But he refused. So the Kesa threatened him, scared him, with all sorts of threats. Said, look what happened to your brothers. Veichach had a few years on this world, and what's going to be with you? And all sorts of threats. He told him, I'm going to kill your Misa Mishunah. And the child told him a line, Rabbi said, listen to the line of this child, this young child. He's being threatened by this Melech Bekeeper, this Moshe Bekeeper. So the child answered, Alali Alecha Kesa. It's the Mepharshim Taich. Oy vey to you, Rachmanis on you. You think I'm going to listen to you? V'chi Olam Shel Hefker Isa? Do you think we live in a Hefker Welt? Do you think this is a Hefker Welt? Whenever I see it, I'm amazed. A young child, Kamara baby, he sees six of his brothers slaughtered the Nis and the Shunah in front of his eyes. He's in a Shas Tzara. And who is he talking to? Who is he telling this line to? A Moshe Bekeeper who's Omed Beruma Tzolayim the Kesa during the Shas Tzara. And who is this child? He's hopeless and he's helpless. And he threatens him with all types of Mises Mishunis. And look how that child, look how he tightens up the situation. Look how he just looks at the whole Misa and he sees, he tightens it all up in one line. Never do this, he says. V'chi oylam shal hefker isa. Do you think this is a hefker welt? Marvel al arayin, how a young child was so perceptive. He's scaring him, and who's scaring him? And look at him, and how depressed he might have been. But even in that case, he felt the chayim beretzoinoi. He realized that hu levada yosa isa v'yasa l'chol amaisim. V'chi oylam shal hefker isa. Unbelievable. In this situation, even in this situation, you know, sometimes things we have happen to us where we don't want to happen to us. So if I care, we want it and it doesn't happen. And we start, we feel we're missing something. So Felton, the eighth is Chayim Beretzoinoi. To realize we don't live in a Hefker Welt. We say, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. Im Lo Yirtzeh Hashem, it will never happen. And in Yetzer Hashem, it will happen no matter what. Because it's the Chiyolim Shel Hefker Isa. And again, this is what the Rambam calls one of the Yigimel Ikim. This young child sees this powerful keser and he spies him in Pomerain because it's not a Hefgevelt. Because who the Vadei, not you, it's who the Vadei, it's the Eibishter. And throughout the whole scary picture, he just sees the Avinu of Arachman. He just sees the Rachmana and therefore Tatav. Marvel of Arayan, that soggy from that child. Chaim Bertroinai. Rabbi, think about it. Think if we would live our lives with this Hasaga, which sounds a mile in the race, but the Emes is a Chiyav, it's one of our Yidgomikim. Wouldn't it be a Gan Eden of Develt? A Develt Taishis Kimea Shemayim Al Ha'aret? Wouldn't it be Gan Eden every moment? Bein Metav, Bein Lemutav, it's only Avinu of Arachman. We live in a world that's so caught up with machloikis. One of the biggest in Yom machloikis, you're still young, but you get older, you see in the business world, the competition, the union of Asagas Gavol, he took my customers, he opened the shul next to me. A person gets caught up with it, and the result is Gehenim, right? The result is the person can't be soivel. And then you start the machloikis. It first starts with a Lashon Hara, and then it's a machloikis. And then it becomes a raidis, and then it's a mitzvah lahargai. You know, this is all because Satutvei, he's bothering me. But if someone lives a life of Chaim Bertzainai, if someone is magis to the islands of Hefker Isa, do you think he had these problems? Rav Segel Zechayim Levracha once spoke by a Yartzer of Chafetz Chaim. He spoke about the Inyan of Amuna. But the Seich Dvarav, he said, Chochmi Yisera, I'll never forget it. And he said, how should a Din Torah of a firmer Yid, a Yid that lives with Hamuna, how should his Din Torah look like? So he said it to Gemara. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf, Lamed Ches, Ein Adam Negeya B'muchim L'chaveroi. In other words, no one can take a Chut HaSayah from someone else. And Rashi said, V'yidag Adam Leima, Ploini Yikapeach Panasasi, because everybody gets what really was come to him. B'simcha yikruucha, b'mkoyimcha yeshivucha, u'mishalacha yitnu lecha. No one touches a chut asayir from Yenim. Zofter Segel, you know how a Yiddish Din Torah should look like? Ruvein, nichob dechli, b'havas leiv ha'nefesh. I'm mine with a munis shulem, you can't take a fruit of mine. Ah, you took my customers, you took my life, you took away my panasa. That's my sir. So why do I take it as insider? He said. There's a chiv of a status. I closed my gemara to go to work. What's the heter? Because that's the world. We have to do a status. This is my status to go to the insider. But you and me, best to go to Yedid, the best to Chaveirim. Now, boys, this is the leaven of Chayim B'Yitzainai. It's Gan Eden just thinking about it. And think about it for a second. The machlekes, the sinna, the kinna, the agus nefesh, all is a result that a person deep down thinks they're living in a hefkevelt. As the enem can avek them as a minor, the Gemara says it can't be. The Gemara says, Ein adam negeya b'mashem uchum b'chaveroi. And the Gemara says even more, Ein malchus noigis b'chaveret asu b'kamalei nima, the malvik Gemara in brachas memches, that the malchus starts the diap on that second, not a second earlier, not a second later. If we would live like this, think about it. Instead of the competition that results in Ish Shetriyeyu Chayim Bula'oi, and believe me, that's an accurate description, Ish Shetriyeyu Chayim Bula'oi, Sinna, and it comes to Mamish Piroides. If we would live Chayim B'Shoinai, it would be a life of Ish Shetriyeyu Yayim Mechazak. You're not taking yours, you're taking yours, you're not taking mine. Think about it, everybody. Think about how much this would affect our lives. But there's a different maila. There's a different Gan Eden atachten that someone is zoicha to. There's a different Shimei Shemayim al Ha'aretz that a chochem that lives Chayim B'Tzoinai is zoicha to. And that's a life without kina. What is kina? What does it mean when somebody's mekanigenim? He thinks someone's taking away. He's taking mine. He's taking my money. He's taking my covet. He's taking my talmidim. He's taking my misfalim. The older person gets the different types, but the ma'aser genim nems ma'inazach. If someone lives with a klora hakara, the chiyolim shel hefker is if you realize ain adam megeh b'masimuchim l'chaveroi. It can be. It cannot be the shemoyim. When someone is a true Baal Bitachon, there's no makom for kina. The Rikanti, when he speaks about kina, he says, Ein libay nemam. There's so much oimik to that. Because when someone sees that the Eibishter is very humanic and the Eibishter is hulavada osa osa v'yaisa, then ein adam nageh masimuchim l'chaveroi. If someone is lave, he's living with the Eibishter, there's no makom for kina. But that's just one prat. I want to tell you a step further, Rabbi Sain. I want to show you how this Sam HaChayim of Chayim B'Ritzoini, how it could apply halacha l'maisa in our daily lives. I want to tell you a mashal. But it's not a regular mashal. Because I can't tell you the nimso. Because the nimso is kfirah mamish. The nimshel is chir of the gidduf. But I'll tell you something else. If you think about it a little bit, if you misboinen a little bit, you'll see b'chush that the one that's mekane, the one that has kina, he's very, very similar to the muscle. Or maybe besig is up. The one that has kina is the nimso. Rachmana Litzlan. There's once a king, a wonderful, wonderful king, who loved each of his avadim like one of his own children, because Nebuchadnezzar didn't have his own children. And he had a havas leiv and nefesh mamis to every one of his avadim. By hi ayoyim, he had to send them, he had to free them on their own lifelong mission to send them out. And before he sent them out, he sat down and he spent literally weeks trying to chesmen what each one could excel in, what each one in his life could be matzliach in. And he was a melech that kol us, lo, he had everything. And he wasn't a tzarayim because he didn't have any of his own children. He was giving them kol tov, whatever they needed. Anyway, he ayoyim, he gave out each one his own petula, each one his own matana, that's going to keep him going on to Levin. And there's one Evet sitting in the corner. And, you know, he's ranting and raving. That king, such a miser, he's so mean, he's so cruel. Everybody else gets, and what do I get? Look what I get, look at my petula. Look, this is a chalukah. Oh, did he blow it? He messed it up. And Mamish, he's talking how the melech is so mean and so unfair. And people that are sitting, that know the melech, are surprised. How could he say such a word? How could he even think such a thing? The king is giving ba'ayin yafa. The king is giving each one his own. And he spent so much time chesbening life. Each one getnoy ma'am asher shaloi. And he goes and thinks the king is giving him a raw deal. He's cheating him. He's unfair. He's selfish. That's the muscle. I don't want to tell you the nimsel, but think about it. Think about when someone feels kinna. When someone feels he didn't get enough kishin, or he didn't get a better family, or enough money, or a better job, or a better gesund, and the list goes on and on and on. When he feels that he doesn't have enough, isn't he the nimsel? Isn't he the nimsel b'diyuk? You're thinking, what do you mean? Me, chas v'shalom, bin the chanoyver Hashem, I'm moise nefesh in the Eibush's name. I'm the chir for giddah. I'm talking to the Eibush, and I'm saying you cheated me, you dislike me, you're cruel to me. But isn't that so? Isn't that bediyik, archetype, the machshava of someone who feels kina? You make a bracha every single day, so also we call Sarki. The Eibster, the Avinu of Arachman, the Rachmana gave each person what he needs and sent him on his shlichus achayim with kol asetzorichloi, to also we call Sarki. He gave you the mesvacha you need, and the gezunt you need, and the panasi you need, and the midas that you need, and the job that you need, and the personality that you need, the chulu, the chulu, the chulu. And then a person sits and complains to him, why can I have his kiss? Why can I have his bracha? Why can I have his zikaron? If you think about it, if you listen closely, you know what he's saying? You're so unfair. You're so mean. I don't want to say it in my mouth, but that's what he's saying. You cheated me, Rabbi Nishwar. But that's really what he's saying. Because it's someone who lives a chayim b'yat Sinai, that ain't adam egeb ma'asimuchon l'chaveroi. And if he could have a kinner, rachman al-islan, he is the nimshol. That is the nimshol, Rabbi Say. It's clear, right? But if you think about it, Rabbi Say, that's what kinner is. Kinner is, you think, the Eibster cheated you. You think the Eibster gave you a raw deal, that the Eibster, I don't want to say it, blew it. He gave me, and he gave him, and I got so little. Chas v'shalom. You know, the muscle is my own muscle. But the Yisoid state in the Shainim. The Archa Sadikim in Sha'ar Kina says, B'zeh HaLashin, HaKina hi ba migriyos ha-nefesh. Im u mekani b'yafyoi shal adam, oi b'gurasai, oi ba'asai. And we could add, whether it's Kishrin, Mishpacha, Gezunt, the whole list of Dvarim that bring a person to Kina, Zokt, the Achasadikim, Hareini Chafet, Mashagaza, Alav HaBaris Baruch, Vizadoimele Ever, Tiyefai, Talunas, Almais, Adoinov, Ve'enei Mishratza, Be'inyan Adoinov. He's not happy with what this Adon gave him. Zokt, the Achasadikim, Ein Ze Ever Nemar. The Choskein, that's by an Adon and an Eved, the Choskein, Se'en Lestrayim ala Baris Baruch, Ase Kol Maitav Yisharim Unechoichim, Se'en Lahara Acherav. Think about it. The Baal Kinna is the nimshol of this story. Don't we all say to Asali Kol Tzorki, don't we all feel Kol Ma'ad Ovid Achman Ule Tav Ovid? It goes on each thing that happens in our life. The Chavetz Chaim once met an old Talmud that knew we gave this. The Rebbe said, "Ken zayin besser." The Chavetz Chaim was moicha. Both he ken zayin besser, both is given besser. You know, it sounds a little modern, no? What do you mean? I'm missing. I don't have panasa. I have a problem. My problem is so I'm biased. It can be better. I thought it could be better, but not for you, because your shlichus achayim was to have this petula, to have this and this tchuna and this midah and this asiris and this gezunt and v'chulu v'chulu. Because the Eibster Kavayachol gave to us a li kol tzorki, we make a bracha b'shem malchus every single day, that I have what I need. I v'yenim sebesa, so even if it's tatya better v'yenim, but for me this is what I need. Ein li by Nemon. He's not a lover like the Archa Sviknes. He's not an Eved Nemon. David HaMelech lived a life of Tzoris Tzoris. Yoysa Misaris Roishi Oivai Chinam. But you know what he said? We say Sabbath and Davening 26 times. Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv Ki Li Oilam Chavdoi. The Sfiyam Ere Yidei. Yoysa Misaris Roishi Oivai Chinam. And he goes that Hoidu Hashem Ki Toiv Ki Li Oilam Chavdoi 26 times. Was he being Davis Karim Kapi Malach Hashem? You know what the answer is? David HaMelech said the answer. Hashem Royi Lo Yechzer. Because the Rachmana, the Eibister gave me to also Likol Sarki. And if the Eibister is my Royah, Lo Yechzer. I Yoisi Misaris Royi Yoi Vechinim. I Kibol Mayim Ad Nafesh. But David knew both the Ken Zayin Besa, both the Taki Given Besa. And I need to also Likol Sarki. This is my Slichus from the Tatan Himmel from the Vino of Arachimon. But Kina is the Chasarna Namuna. Ainly by Nemun. I heard recently a word at the time, Chabzei Noga had, Mikarin Divrei Ames, but let's, since I was zoicha to learn this sugya a little more about the Ian, I realize there's so much more Ian, there's so much more oimik to this vart. We all know the Aseret Hadibris are the Yesodis of our Yiddishkeit, are the Ikim in Yiddishkeit. And Taka makes sense. The Amuna, Shabbos, the Gimel Chamurais. And then you have the last one, the Yisaf Kina, Leisachmoid. Dikum Terayin Kina, in one of the Aseret Hadibris. How did it stem? That should be from the Ikim. You know what the answer, boy, say is? Anoichi Hashem Aleichecha is the yisoid of emuna b'machshava. We believe the Eibush created the world, the Eibush took us out of Mitzrayim, the Eibush is a kol yachal. That's the yisoid of emuna b'machshava. But that's very easy to believe and say you believe and say it every single day over and over. We believe. But you know what the real challenge is? You know where emuna becomes from machshava to maisa? You know, we have to see if you really believe in Eloheinu Hashem Aleichecha, if you really believe that the Eibush is demanding on the world, do you have kina? Lo sachmoid is emuna b'payel. By yenem gates is good, and he has a better panasa, he has a better gizun, and he has a better kishrin. But I believe in Eloheinu Hashem Aleichecha. I believe it's not an oilam to hefka. I am a chayim b'sayinik. Lo sachmoid is the real test. Do you believe in Eichi Hashem Aleichecha? Do you believe it's the Rachman of Asiyah Tevelt? It's one of the Ikrim. Leisachmait is one of the Ikrim of our Amunah. Because Leisachmait is the real test to see if a person is living a life of Chayim B'Sainai. Because when a person feels the Kenzayim Besa, when a person has the feeling of Leisachmait, he has to start all over again. He has to go back to Anoichi and realize the Eibush Tefiyah Tevelt. It's one of the Ikim of our Yiddishkeit. Leisachmait is that where we see that you really believe in the Eibush Tefiyah. We're looking for an Eitzah. We're looking for a medicine for this Choyli Ra. The Eitzah is, it boils down to the basic of Yiddishkeit, the neshama of Yiddishkeit. Anoichi Hashem Aleichecha. That who levada yosa osa v'yaisa l'chol ha'maisa. And think about it. The next time you feel a kinna, and you feel that really someone has and you want it also, go to the refrigerator. I'll tell you a practical answer. Take out a cup of soda, of juice, of milk, whatever it is, and make a shaka on the Yibetvar. And think about it for 1 minute. What you just said, what a powerful statement you just stated. You see in Olam Umaloyai Tevel V'yoshveva, you see Neflayis Habayai that continue to amaze us day in, day out. Shakoyal Nihia B'dvarai. It's all Dvar, B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasa. The whole Olam Umaloyai, the whole Neflayis Habayai was the Eibush's Dvar Hashem. And look at a Velt, look at a great Velt. And then think to yourself, the Eibush can't afford to give me a few more dollars. He can't afford to give me a better kishrin, or a better family, or a better panasa, or a nicer home. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. The teretis sha'osa li kol tzarchi. The Eibush gave me genoi b'diyik what I need. And if you believe shakol mi'a b'dvaroi, you'll always feel loy echsa sefelt minish. I sefelt mi'yeh. I seken zayim besa. The Teretz is both Ken Zayin Besa, both Taka Given Besa. I once read in the Talmud of the Marachei Lev, Moshe Schwab, the Maskirich in Gate said, Havera Chamur B'Yoysa, the worst Havera is, Misha Einei Maimon B'Chol Liboi, in the Bracha Ta'osa Likol Tzarki. I think there's so much Oymek in that. There's so much halacha lemaisa in that. Because if someone believes b'chol libay, not just b'machshava, not just he says anoichi Hashem Aleichecha, but he believes b'chol libay, she'osa li, my gezunt and my panasa and my kishon and my family is what I need for la'yaisa, he'll never have kinna. He'll never have that kinna that's machlera. The eitzah for kinna is the basic yisoid of emunah. And it's a double pella, right? Isn't it so pashut? Doesn't it make so much sense? So why do people walk around with kinna? People that are willing to give up their lives are kiddush Hashem, that are moisten nefesh, that spend yom and valayla hurting on prayers Hashem, and they should be consumed with kinna? It doesn't stim. You know what the answer is? We don't think. Abchatzul once typed, Yoda Sar Kaneu, Vichamay Evas Balav, and Yisrael La Yoda. How could it be Yisrael La Yoda? How is it Shaykh? Because Ami Loi His Boinas of the Pasik. Yidden don't think. They go around for Brent and with Tina, why this, why that. If only they would think Sha'asa Liko Sogi. If only they would think Sha'akol Mia Bidvorei. It's not an overnight Eitza, but this is the Mahalach. It's not a Hefkevelt. It's member Chayim B'Soinai brings a person closer and closer to Kimei HaShemayim Al Ha'aretz. Let me just be Messiah with a Maisa. If I would have to patch up the whole shmooze in one line, this is the one line. This is the one line that I want you to take L'Maisa. Rav Aaron, in his last day of his life, literally, he was in terrible Yisurim, and his Rebbetzin was there, and she saw Nebuchadnezzar was suffering. So she says, Zog Zichnisht. She said, Zayn Gut. So Rav Aaron, in his deathbed, Rabbi says, Rav Aaron said, Nay. Nisht Sevet Zayn Gut, Sheshoyin Gut. Vaylich Binin Gutahen. That line, Rabbi say, is the aside in Yiddishkeit. That line is the line of Chayim B'Sainai. Not the Svet Zayin Gut, the Shoyin Gut. Because Mezenin in Gutten Hand. Because we have an Avinu of a Rachman, She'osa Li. Each person called Turkey. We have an Abishta, Shehako Mir, but everything was the Abishta. If we realize Mezenin in Gutten Hand, then it was a Shoyin Zayin Gut. And more we stagger in this Akara, that it's a showing good, I've been in good to hand, then we'll come closer and closer to that bracha of living Kimei HaShemayim Al Ha'aretz.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.